capitalism is good because capitalism is freedom. Socialism is bad because socialism is tyranny. Not as an aspect of tyranny, socialism itself is tyranny.
So if you read Milton Friedman and other apostles of so-called libertarianism, they don't call for democracy. They call for what they call freedom, which is a very restrictive concept of freedom. It's not the freedom of a working person to control their work, their lives, and so on. It's their freedom to submit themselves to control by a higher authority. That's called freedom, but not democracy. They don't like democracy, and they're right. Capitalism and democracy really are inconsistent. They're in favor of private tyranny, the worst kind of tyranny, tyranny by unaccountable private concentrations of wealth.
The statement of socialism is that your labor is owed to the society. The notion of socialism is that you do not own your own freedom. You do not own your own time. You do not own your own labor. You do not own your own work. You do not own the products of your own work. The basic notion of capitalism is you own all of those things, and now you have to engage in free exchange with someone else who does not owe you anything.
And the core notion of, at least traditional socialism, is that what you mentioned, that working people have to be in control of production, and communities have to be in control of their own lives and so on. Those who work in the mills ought to own them. Wage labor, which was called wage slavery, was regarded by most Americans as not very different from slavery. Even the Republican Party regarded wage labor as just at best a preliminary to free labor, but intolerable, because it's a kind of servitude. A large part of the northern population fighting the Civil War was fighting under that banner. As long as we have what he called industrial feudalism, that is a tyrannical control, private power controlling production commerce, democracy will be very limited. We have to move to what he called industrial democracy if we hope to have significant democracy. People should be in control of their own destinies and lives, including the institutions in which they work, the communities in which they live, and so on. Call it what name you want, but that's traditional socialism.